Thank you and good morning, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you receive a blessing from hearing another portion of God's own holy word. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. That's 124 South Main in Forestdale. Our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock. We have regular classes for all ages, and we invite you to bring your family, your Bibles, your children, and you can have confidence knowing that in our Sunday school classes they will hear the Word of God. And then at 11 o'clock this morning, our morning worship service begins, and you're invited to come to the services. 4 o'clock this afternoon is our prayer service, and then at 4:30, our evening worship. And so you're invited to come at 4:30 this afternoon for our evening worship service, as well as to our prayer service at 4 o'clock. Our midweek Bible study is at 7 o'clock each Wednesday. And so you're invited to come to these services, knowing that you'll receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God. This morning, we'd like to look in the book of Acts, chapter 7, as we think about the subject of the Ethiopian eunuch. So let's just read a verse, and then we'll make comments about it, and know that God will bless His Word. The Bible said in Acts chapter 7, verse 26, "And the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert." Now, Philip, of course, is an ordained man. He's had hands laid upon him from the church there at Jerusalem. He is a man of God, and Philip receives his instructions from God. The Bible says that the Lord spoke unto Philip. And you know that's real good when God speaks to His men, and it's good when God's men listen to what God is telling them. But here's a strange thing. You see, Philip is at Samaria, and there's a great revival meeting going on. I would call it that. The Bible says that there's a lot of joy in the city because Philip is there, and he's preaching about the things of God. What a marvelous, great thing this is. The Bible says that many people believe in Samaria. And there's a lot of good things that's going on, and my, it's real great. But God speaks to this man, Philip, and says, "Philip, I want you to leave the place where all of these people are and where all of this great worship is going on. And Philip, I want you to go down into a place where there's a desert." Now, you know, the average man at this command would have said, "Well, God, you must have the wrong idea about something." But Philip didn't do that. Philip was under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, and he was attuned to what the Holy Spirit wanted him to do. And there's a very important thing for Philip down here in the desert. Because the Bible said that Philip arose. He didn't argue with God. He didn't complain about having to leave. But he was intent upon doing the will of God. And here Philip arose, he went, and behold, the Bible said in verse 27, "Behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasures, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship." And so here we find that there's a man down in the desert that Philip needs to preach to. You see, this Ethiopian eunuch was a great man. The Bible said he had great authority, and yet he needed to be led to the Lord. Here was a man who was a good man. The Bible said here in verse 27 that the Ethiopian eunuch had gone to Jerusalem for to worship. He was a lost man, and yet he had gone to Jerusalem to worship. And he needed to hear about Jesus Christ. And you know, God up in the heavens, as He looked down upon the earth, He saw Philip preaching at Samaria and knew that Philip was doing His will. And He saw people being saved. But in the same eye, God saw the Ethiopian eunuch who had gone to Jerusalem and was going back down to Ethiopia, and he was still lost. And so God, having compassion upon the Ethiopian eunuch, called Philip to leave a place of rejoicing to go down so he could rejoice some more. Now somebody said it's real dry in the desert, and that's so. But there was a man down there that needed to be saved. And so God sent Philip. The Bible said that he was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. And the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. Notice here in this place that there are specific instructions from the Holy Spirit, and there are also general instructions. The general instruction that Philip received was that he needed to go down toward Gaza. But the specific instruction was, Philip, go join yourself to the man in this chariot. And the Bible said in verse 30 that Philip ran. You know, it's good to willingly obey the commandments of God. But it's better to run to obey the commands of God. And so Philip is doing this. He's running to talk to the man. And he hears him reading the book of Isaiah. And Philip says, Understandest thou what thou readest? And the Ethiopian eunuch replied in verse 31, How can I, except some man guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And you know, the truth of the matter is that God has given His ministry into the hands of men. And it is by the foolishness of preaching that men are saved. Now remember, I did not say that it was by foolish or stupid preaching. But I said by the foolishness of preaching. In other words, men believe that preaching is of no value. But God says that's what I use to bring sinners unto myself. And so preaching of the Word of God is very, very important. Men today believe that projects are more important than preaching. Some people believe that procedure is more important than preaching. Some people believe that programs are more important than preaching. But God says preaching is the most important thing. And so here the eunuch said, How can I understand except some man guide me? The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Bible said, Blessed are the feet of those that bring the glad tidings of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so preaching is important. The man, the Ethiopian eunuch, was reading in the place of Isaiah, where the Scripture says, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before her shears, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom spoke the prophet, of himself or of some other man? And so the eunuch did not understand when he was reading about Jesus Christ who would give his own blood on the cross of Calvary. And the Bible said in verse 35 of Acts chapter 7 that Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. This is a marvelous, wonderful statement. The man on the road back home needed Jesus. And you know, that's what the world needs today, is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I'm telling you, there's enough religion. Men need Jesus. There's enough people that go to church that don't serve God. What we need are people that believe in Jesus. People that trust Jesus Christ for everything. And so Philip preached about Jesus. In verse 36, as they went on their way, they came to a certain water. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" Now, where did the eunuch get the idea about needing baptism? And somebody says, "Well, Philip preached about baptism." Well, that's probably so. But there's something else to consider. The eunuch had been to Jerusalem. And anybody that's ever read the first five chapters of the book of Acts understands that Peter preached that when people are saved, the next step in their service to the Lord is that they need to be scripturally baptized to be a member of a local New Testament Baptist church and to serve God in that church. That's what the eunuch saw. When he was back up in Jerusalem, he went up there to worship. And being in a place to worship, he was around those people that were saved and baptized. And he saw people baptized. And he knew. He understood that this is the next step. He also understood that baptism would not save him. But he was already saved when he asked the question. And verse 37, Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." Now I find here in verse 37 that Philip said, "I will not baptize you unless you're saved." And you know that's the same thing that John the Baptist told the Pharisees. When the Pharisees came out to John and they desired his baptism, he said unto them, "What are you doing here? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. Think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father," and all this other stuff. You see, John required fruits unto repentance. And do you know that Philip required the same thing? Philip said, "If you don't believe already, baptism won't do you any good." That's what he said in verse 37. Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." Philip did not say, "If you believe all the facts." Philip did not say, "If you believe with your head." Philip did not say, "If you understand." Philip did not say, "If you've committed your life to the Lord." Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And the eunuch answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." That's his confession of faith. And that's a good one. And I need to say that some people can say that they believe in Jesus without being saved. But this eunuch believed with all of his heart. He trusted Christ. And he was saved, gloriously, wondrously saved by the grace of God. In verse 38, "And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him." So Philip and the eunuch was both in the water. And the word baptized here means he immersed him. There's a lot of people today that say, "Well, you know, sprinkling or pouring is just as good as being immersed." But that's not what the Bible said. The eunuch was baptized. He was put under the water. And he went on his way rejoicing, the Bible said there in verse 39. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us again today. But we hope you understand the preaching of Philip and the salvation of the eunuch. We do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. That's 124 South Main in Forestdale, Missouri. We do invite you to listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast, the Lord willing. Thank you now for listening.